say that was, before 1910 at the latest. I haven't been in here since around 1910, I know. You've had some killing. White folk killing white folk. You had colored folk killing colored folks all around. Colored fella, they don't think they've lived till they've had two or three fights and cuts and stuff like that. They love to show the scars. I think it's a real thing.
Big knives, people
kill. Oh yeah, they carry big switchblades, razors, straight razors. Every colored man cut used to carry straight razors.
When your daddy went into town, did he take anything with him?
No.
Some people would carry it.
No.
Little guns.
Oh, when he used to go to the bank to get a good bit of payroll money. See, we used to pick a lot of cotton by hand and have a $2,000 or $3,000 payroll, even when wages was cheap, you know. And you'd have something like that. He'd go to the bank, take a pistol along in the car with him, protection. And when I come along, and send me to the bank to get money and tell me to take so-and-so, and I wouldn't take nothing.
How?
Mr. Pippin.
How
you do? That's a mess. Back.
McKinnon. I'm Pop Pippin. That's Mr. Pop. I'm that nigger I stayed right down the road with him. I don't do much living.
Big guy pulled
you
before
you got
grown,
didn't he?
By God, he tall, ain't he?
I know, like
6'7".
I know a few inches makes a lot of difference
before
you play basketball.
When you plant those centennials and those face beans with face planting, well, they're beginning to ripen, and they ain't like them at all. But from right to the ditch, north to the fence there, where we planted following that cone, they have eat them up. They ain't nothing but the stalk standing up there with the bean on it. Big fat bean. Really seems to think that they'll mature out, especially if we get a couple of rains on them, all right. That's not the least.
I just now.
But
I didn't see any Sunday.
I didn't see a... We couldn't find a one. And me and Patton and Tommy walked out and all that down there and every single cut of it the other day, just before I left to go over yonder, before I left to go to Texas. And there wasn't any down at all, and I come back in and eat those young beans up.
I figured it was going to happen about him, because about a week ago, I was in these fields pulling up some okra, and them little brown flies, just thick as they could be. And I told Charlie that something thick would happen. I didn't know what kind of eggs they'd lay them, but they was out there for something. And that's what it is, some of them flies.
Well, they didn't put no down there this morning. I hope to take they go on in the 2 hours.
What you putting on?
He put methyl on. That's what Raider Buck said put, so that's what was put.
Charlie called down there and said he's going to put a ventilator on these. I didn't think he'd get me ventilator.
Bentley?
Yeah.
That ain't going to hit the wood.
Lenny.
I thought they took it off the market after those 10 or 15 people got sick up here around Clark's there. No, it claims one died, you know, they claim it died.
Some of around, I don't know. That's what he said. Okay.
All right. We'll see you.
Nice to meet you.
Get more and more and more every year. And you get less and less and less insecticide you can use. And it's like this Lenny. They claimed it was all right, and now they claim they've had some trouble up here around Clarksdale. And I think they're taking it off the market. Oh, they're raising hell about it. They had it all in a suit up there about a week or so ago. And they took one of the ones that could kill more of these worms than anything else with DDT, and they took that off completely. And I don't know whether they're taking toxaphene or not. I thought I meant to ask them about that this morning.
That army worm is a kind of a...
The little long worm with a black stripe down his back.
Yeah.
Same worms in Georgia.
Bird.
And they can move in and see them be all right to see them, and overnight they can eat that son of a gun. How do you get that many worms in there? I don't know that thing. That same damn thing down there, you can't put your finger on the ground, you ain't touching the wire. And they were all right, some. They beat them up today. But we pardoned them, the pods are still there, they hadn't ate the pods yet. Of course, they have to eat all the leaves off. If they don't move on out of there, they'll attack the pods and eat the pods.